I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo Figaro, Magnifico.
Here on May 2nd, 2012. Today, before the show starts, I want to talk to you about sunk costs. I thought it was called sunken assets, but it's called sunk costs. There's a rule in business, and it says don't throw good money after bad. If you invested money in a project and it doesn't seem to be working, sometimes it's just better to walk away. But those pep talk people, don't like to hear stuff like that. I'm going to show you why. On Monday, a girl, I'll call her Kitty, and that's her name, she put up a poster on Facebook that was a picture of a young woman running on the street, and the caption was, I would rather say I did it than I gave up. I would rather say I did it than I gave up. So in the comments, I posted, sometimes it's better to give up, especially in a marathon where you might get hurt. And I posted a link to an article about Claire Squires. She's the young woman who died recently in a marathon in London. So Kitty replied, well, at least she tried. So I posted another article about two guys who died in a marathon in Philadelphia. And she replied, but think of all the people who made it. So I posted another article about a guy who died in a marathon in Detroit. And I posted one about a young guy who died last year in a marathon in Toronto. And then I posted one about Ryan Shay, an athlete who died during the marathon trials. And then I posted one about Fran Crippen, a swimmer who died in a 10-kilometer race. And then I posted one about Cynthia Lucero, a doctor who died in the Boston Marathon. And then one about a guy who died in Calgary in a marathon. I'm almost done. Died in Calgary in a marathon there. And then I tried to post a video called 30-year-old man dies during Montreal marathon, but Facebook would not accept my comment. It told me that the posting had been deleted or that I had been blocked from commenting. So then I tried to find Kitty's page, and it told me no page existed. But you know what? I knew I wasn't in the Twilight Zone. So really, I knew what happened. Kitty blocked me. The girl who was posting about never giving up couldn't handle a few news articles that cast doubt on her posting. How about that, eh? Now, I have to tell you, I'm not against marathons. She's right. Lots of people run. Only a few people die. And if you die, that's not a bad way to go. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't stop when you think something's wrong or something might be going wrong in your body. It's not always a good idea to run through the pain. Kitty knows that because she ran away when she couldn't take anymore. But that's not what she was telling you, was it? With her poster of that girl in short shorts running at night. No way. That's not what she said. So when you see those people pep talking on Facebook and Twitter, don't believe everything you read. Little Miss Positive might just be trying to pump herself up by saying something she doesn't believe herself. But you know what? Now it's time for something truly positive, a shot in the arm for people who like to have fun. And our theme today is a little waterboarding never hurt anyone on Jerry Jerry. What show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show! I need help.
Yeah. Also, you didn't put the call waiting or something off on your phone. It was like it was interrupted by a stutter.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. Geez.
No, man, I was just going through your guest's website here, and I'm choked up on bad grammar.
Oh, really?
Oh, horrible stuff.
But okay, I
really, we're here to help. We're here to help. We are here to help.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll help now.
We're
I'll
a community.
I'll open his mic. Michael Dennis, are you here?
I'm here, animal.
Oh, I can hear you. Thanks very much. You're calling on a landline, aren't you, Mike?
Yes, can you believe it? Sounds pretty
yeah,
good, huh?
And you're not wearing a headset, are you?
No, I am.
Okay, I can hear you. So as long as I can hear you,
good.
It's okay. But you know, I told you, no headset. I don't know why people insist on breaking the rules. I can't understand it. It doesn't reflect well on you. Okay?
No, except you bumped me up an hour, animal, so I figured if I'm going to be talking to you guys for a while, I might as well be sitting down.
Oy vey, yeah. You know, you're a recruiter and you don't have an hour. Yeah, you shouldn't admit that. Oh, I don't have an hour in me, but it's okay. It's okay. I gave you an hour because I couldn't get anybody else. Okay, you know
See,
what?
Look
people,
at that.
You know, Jerry is chomping at the bit to dive into you today, to waterboard you, but first I have some talking to do. I got to talk about a few things. Yesterday I had a funny conversation. I was asking on Twitter yesterday afternoon if anyone knew how managers manage highly strung people. And all of a sudden, the recruiter guy, who never usually talks to me, he lurches into the conversation and he says, "How many people have you managed?" So I said, "What do you ask me that for?" He says, "Well, you're busy giving advice to everybody." And I said, "Well,
oh
you know."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said, really? I was just asking a question. And he says, well, gee, that Twitter's hard to follow. And I said, yeah, really, it is. And so you know what he says then? You're a big phony, he says. He says, once I had a cab driver in Houston, and he told me that he was a big game hunter. And you know what? He wasn't. I said, oh, okay. And he says, you know, he says, I don't have time for you. And, you know, then he puts in, you know, the hashtag done. Like, he's cutting me off. So I
are
we
doing a double monologue thing here?
Oh, no. I said to him, I said,
I'm all right.
Okay, recruiter guy, you take care, but here's a quarter in case you want to take a cab. You know, I thought, now here's the lesson I learned from that. I always thought those corporate guys weren't allowed to have any personality on Twitter. But I was wrong. This guy lets it all hang out.
Am I
Man,
supposed to
I don't
shout
know
again?
What he was doing.
Oh, dude! Yay! What's going on?
Oh
now,
my God!
I got another. I got a question for everybody. Whenever I talk about names and branding issues, I always take a beating. But I got to ask you: if your name, and I'm going to spell it, is H A R N H, hold on. Wait a second. Wait a second, hit girl. If your name is H A R S H I T, which might be normal in India, but you're communicating on a global scale, should you consider calling yourself Hershey or something like that on Facebook and Twitter? Because I think so. I want to know if anybody has the nerve to disagree.
I do not disagree.
Anybody else want to comment? There's enough people here. Michael Dennis, do you have a comment?
Not yet. I think that's probably appropriate.
Change the name, right? Change the name. Thank you, everybody.
Much better branding.
Yeah. For the U.S., okay? For the U.S. or North America or anywhere that speaks English.
Okay.
Anywhere that speaks English, probably a good idea.
You know what? They speak English in India. The guy's got to know, okay?
Hey, Rand.
Yes, sir.
Are you here because clearly Find Hire is a threat to the broad bean empire?
Of course.
It's got a dashboard, reporting, hosting,
you know what?
Filter
I'm
going to
put him down. He is going down.
Uh-oh. Jerry, I got a few preliminaries. We'll get to it, okay? And if people say, you know, it's all about me,
like
yes,
it
is. Sometimes it's all about me, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Like
of
today.
Course it is.
Is Nate Sigma here?
Nate?
You know, You know, yesterday was his birthday, and he went out with Miss Destructo. She told me on Facebook. She's pretty good looking, okay? I met her. And I just thought, you know what? If it went well, he ought to propose right away. So.
Oh, my God.
She might be a little taller than him. That's all I'm thinking. I've, you know, only seen him in those pictures. And I met
thought she
her.
Was from Georgia.
No, she's in Florida. She's in Tampa. I didn't know he was down there. But anyway, so that's my advice for Nate. And in a related theme, today is the 50th anniversary of Resume Strategies. Parents, her mother was a very pretty young woman who looked like she was 19 when she got married, but apparently
wow.
she was 24. Michael Dennis, we usually sing a song on the show, and I was wondering if you'd sing a song with me for Resume Strategies' parents.
Sure.
Are you on?
Okay, do you know the anniversary
wow,
song
right
by Al Jolson? You know that song, Anniversary?
I don't know the anniversary song, but I'll try and follow your lead here.
Well, hum along.
Do you okay. know it, Rayanne?
I don't, but I'm guessing that if you start,
oh,
I might know
it. It's a real tearjerker. Maybe I'll
oh.
start crying if we sing it. Maybe
I don't
we'll all
cry.
Just hum it. Well, what song is good for the anniversary? And then we'll get really into, we'll analyze
but,
our
what about
guests,
the, ones
but,
that they, the one that they did on the Flintstones? You know, happy
what,
anniversary.
What was that?
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. That's
yeah,
a good
I don't
one.
Like it. But that's what Resume Strategy, that's what, you know, her mother's name is Ronnie. That's a nice name. Ronnie, that's what Ronnie is going to have to be satisfied with. Ronnie and Al, happy anniversary. 50 years, everybody.
Do run, Ronnie.
And she said she's still happy. I saw Ronnie put a comment on there, and she said she's still happy. Oh, how we danced on the night. We were when we found our true love. Though the word wasn't said. Anyway, I won't go on.
It was
Michael
said.
Dennis, your Twitter bio sucks, okay? It says, find hire. Listen, everybody. Find Hire is innovative software that increases the effectiveness of recruiting and hiring talented professionals in the global marketplace. That doesn't say anything.
Yet it says everything, dude. That's what you're. That's where you're
yeah,
missing, Adam.
That's
I
what
covered
you're supposed
it all.
To do.
Effective global stuff, man. That's what we all
it's
need.
Got all the, it's got all the animal bad words in it. Innovative, effectiveness.
What's his Twitter handle?
Global.
What is his Twitter handle?
At
Find Hire. At Find Hire.
F-I-N-D-H-R-E,
H-I-R-E, Find Hire. Okay, Mike, did you write that yourself?
You know what, I did.
Okay, not very good, and we're going to help you, okay? But, you know, Jerry's
you.
Ready to go. Why should I keep I keep going on when there's a guy who's ready to
I
go right
tell.
After you? Jerry, go!
Hey, now, let me back up just a little bit. Last week, you had it so hyped up that I was supposed to be just lambasted and whoever that was last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
and,
this.
I made a few comments, and he
and
shut me
you
down
got in
immediately.
Trouble. You
now
got
this
in
week,
trouble.
This week your guy's got a reasonable product. I don't want to blast this dude. I've got a few questions. Does he know the difference between your and you are shortened up to be YOU apostrophe RE? But he can straighten that out at the end when he's
he
when
can
we're
fix
all done.
That.
So Mike,
look, if
Mike,
he's got a CMS,
again,
he
Mike.
Can hop in easily.
Mike, yeah. basic, yeah, just like I, on your Twitter bio as well, I mean, there's a basic grammatical error. Those don't look very good. Is the company just you? Is there anybody else in the company? Can you tell? Maybe you don't want
yes,
to say.
Yes, there is.
Okay,
no, there
well,
is. There's my,
many,
my lead
how
tech
many
guru,
employees?
And we have one other developer, and that's it. But
you
I'm the
just,
lead here,
so
I'll take a lot
of
the
you?
Heat.
Yeah,
Michael,
well,
just
maybe
the three
of
you?
Right.
He's here yeah. to take the heat. That's cool. That's cool.
Yep. I
well,
will. I'll
get,
take the
you know,
and I'll
call,
take the grammar
if,
lessons
if you,
for all of us as well.
Spelling, grammar, that kind of stuff. Jerry's an expert, and if he's telling you about it, you should listen. Jerry, anything else you'd
I
like
am.
To say? I'm apologizing for last week. You go ahead.
No, just I got started on the product features page, which is kind of the first place I went.
Yeah.
And
well,
I,
what is his product? Nobody knows. Just you know, let him.
It's
what is
the
it?
Most comprehensive and effective way to hire. Really? Yep. Try it.
Yep. Yeah,
okay,
so let's let him tell us what it is. You didn't even
sure.
ask for his elevator
so
speech.
It's both a web-based and we have an iPad app now. It's a sourcing, interview scheduling, and hiring software.
Did you
okay.
do your own iPad app? Did you create it in-house?
Yes, we did. We developed it in-house, exactly. And
anything else for
we
you?
Were the first I'm sorry?
Oh, no, you go ahead, Mike.
Okay, and yeah, we were the first to launch it on the Apple Store, the first standalone recruitment application for iPad. So it was pretty exciting. It still has some upgrades that we'd like to do, but it, for us, it was getting it out there and having a tool that anyone could take mobile, use their iPad, and be able to find and source candidates and also contact them and hopefully hire them.
So when I now we understand, let me just ask Rand, just to get the basics out there. It's kind of like a contact manager. You have all your candidates listed in there and your clients. Am I right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. But when you say it's a sourcing tool, what does that mean? How is it a sourcing tool?
It's a good question. So we also, in the web-based version, we have a, we call it a deep search tool. It's got the combined, web crawling algorithm that we've built to go crawl the web and look for candidates that are out there not listed on specific job boards or LinkedIn or kind of the major networks that people are now sourcing from. And then it also pulls from different companies' websites, depending upon, especially if it's more of an executive level or even people mentioned in press releases, we pull those contacts as well, and we give our clients access to those different candidates that are probably a little bit more passive. So that's
so are you saying
the more
it does,
sourcing
it
aspect.
Does it search people on LinkedIn, yes or no?
No, it does not.
Okay, Jigsaw?
Yes, Jigsaw.
GitHub?
No, not GitHub.
Okay, do you want to tell us a few of the sites, can you? Or are there
sure,
million
so
of?
We no, there's quite a few, but honestly, the major you've touched on, Jigsaw is a great one, and then directly through companies' websites. Obviously, a lot of people, and I'm sure many of us here that have done the direct recruiting from competitor companies of our clients. We'll go in and look at their not only their different pages of the list of maybe their executive bios, but maybe the lower level management, and we'll actually go and then
harvest. That's not on their websites. The best you'll do is the executive bios, and if they have a newsletter. Sometimes they'll talk to the head of a department when they introduce a change. Is that right?
It's very true, Animal, on the surface of most websites, but you'd be surprised. Even a lot of the correspondences or old press releases or any kind of internal communications, a lot of companies still leave traces of on their website. So the contacts or the email contacts, even if it's, let's just say, in investor relations, obviously that's a little more visible, but those contacts are there, so we'll go ahead and pull those as well.
Okay. Now, do you have any success stories for us you want to tell us about, some details about a specific search so we'll see how it works and we'll believe?
Sure.
Or do you want
to? Sure, I want to make believers out of all of you. No, that would be great.
Okay, go ahead.
So we went live only 2 months ago. And in that 2 months, we've had over 35 companies sign up and already two hires that started, right on our site and then led to an actual hire.
You want to tell the specific story? Do I have to say
sure,
it 10
sure.
times before
I'll,
you
I'll tell the story.
Me?
I'll tell the story. We had one company that was a metal wholesaler and remanufacturer. They do a lot of metal recycling here in Southern California.
And what was the job title?
The job title was director of sales.
Okay.
And the candidate needed to have metal experience specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they signed up for our free trial, and during the free trial period, we're able to identify two candidates. Scheduled them through our system, brought them in for in-person interviews, and were able to successfully hire one of the candidates. So
you know what?
It was a success during the trial.
Successfully hire. Why did you say successfully hire instead of just hired? Is there a difference between successfully hiring and hiring?
I think so.
Nope.
Actually, I mean, no. Okay.
No.
I
have they made the 6 months? Are they there for 6 months yet? Because it's not successful till they've,
No, that's true. No, they're not. Of course, it's only been 2 weeks since they started. But for us, it was the life cycle. Obviously, here we don't guarantee employees. It's not an agency. So for us, the success is the start of the sourcing to the actual hire. And
no, that's
a
success. Wait a minute. I have a question. The success
yep,
is if after their free trial, if they bought the product? Have
yes,
they purchased
and
the
they
product
did.
Now?
Yes.
Okay. Then it was success for you.
Should we talk money
yes.
then, now that Rhiann has brought it up?
Sure.
Hold on a second. Is the Irish recruiter here? Is the Irish recruiter here?
No, he's not.
No, you know, the guy comes on 1 week.
He's on his probationary period,
job,
man.
And now
he's already
not
fired.
Even here.
Fired.
Maureen, are you here?
I'm here.
Can you watch Twitter for me now that you're nice enough to show up, you know, even though I show
she's
up
watching
your stuff
and she's
all the
posting.
Time.
I'm watching
well, yeah, but she's supposed to tell me when there's something interesting on Twitter, okay?
I bet. I bet Maureen DM'd Irish Recruiter and said, hey, no show today, or something like that.
Get
I understand that you only came back once somebody took your place.
Yeah, okay. Maybe she
we
did.
Need to count on you, Maureen.
Yeah, come on, Maureen.
I know. I'm sorry.
I got a big question for Mike before I forget. I noticed that you've got
sure.
a version of your product in Basque. Was that really an important thing to do?
And I'm sorry, in what?
Basque. It said on you've got the app on iTunes. It tells all the languages that your product is available in. Vietnamese
and
Basque.
In Basque. In Spanish.
Oh, sorry,
Basque.
Oh, gee, you couldn't figure it out what I was talking about. I didn't say Bye.
No, I could. I'm sorry,
say
Animal.
It wrong. Animal, if you say it wrong, of course.
It is a language, right? And I'm getting nailed for grammar, so might as well do pronunciation and throw it into the show, right?
So why did you have to do it in Basque, okay?
Honestly, I think that's Apple listed that, but I do not believe we offer the product in Basque. So I'm glad you caught that. I will have to double check and make sure.
What
that
about
the,
Vietnamese?
Nope, we do not do Vietnamese either.
Okay, well, don't tell
limiting
anybody.
Our market,
don't,
I know.
Don't say anybody that we don't tell the truth on this show. Guy just made
a
big confession.
Did you not create an iPhone app? Why just an iPad app? More people have
We're
iPhones than iPads.
We're working on the iPhone app. We are definitely going to launch the iPhone app. We did the iPad originally just because of the screen space.
Hip
for,
and trendy.
Sourcing and seeing the profiles. I mean, it's definitely trendy, but it is a smaller market. So, you know, if we were going just for the larger market share, we would have gone the iPhone route. But I think it's
Take
just
your
better,
time,
better
man.
Cool.
People
know,
aren't sitting there on their teeny tiny mobile phone.
No.
And sourcing.
Yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why don't we make
Thank
screens
you.
Even smaller and give
hey,
us all
Jerry,
giant glasses to see
Jerry,
the stuff?
Why don't
and we
you
sit
break
there
out
like
of
under
Jerry.
A microscope? Let's recruit in a microscope environment.
Jerry, you're not everybody still has a BlackBerry with half the screen space. Okay, so you might want to invest in either the Google Phone or an iPhone.
I believe I have the most generous screen space available. On
oh, you have
mobile.
A Droid?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
I'm not sitting here staring at the thing,
Jerry.
Recruiting in tiny, tiny, tiny little letters.
Jerry.
If I make it big enough to read, there's only three words that even show up on the screen, jumbo font.
See, bigger
okay,
bigger
okay.
isn't always better, Jerry. You need to know this.
Why would I need to know that?
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
just
that,
letting
like,
you know.
Talk to the guy once in a while, okay? Now, Mike, I noticed that you had on one of your pages there, you had an endorsement from a guy who said, I'm about to hire an executive assistant for my production company and needed a tool that would make that as simple as possible. Find Hire is that tool. No more scouring tons of job sites, Craigslist, or outsourcing to an outside recruiter. Find Hire has everything I need. Amazing for staff level recruiting. Now, I noticed a minute ago you told us your big success story was with a director of sales. That's a position you would find readily on, you know, many company sites. But what about these staff positions, the lower down positions? Is your tool, your sourcing tool, able to bring any good returns on those kind of searches like this guy claims?
Definitely. It's a really good question. And so there's really
you know what?
Tools.
Don't tell me it's a good question. I know it's a good
okay.
question, okay? And I don't need anybody to
is that
patronize
banned?
Me
is that
like
a banned
that,
phrase?
Okay?
Did you ban that phrase, Animal?
No.
I don't think so. I looked at all the bad words and banned phrases.
Good.
Okay.
Just to make sure. I know some of them.
God.
So,
all right.
The two, the the two sides, the deep search that I mentioned, that would be better for like a director
What's
sale.
Deep search?
But now,
what's deep search? What's deep search?
As we were talking about harvesting directly from websites, going into Jigsaw, looking for more passive candidates is much better for.
Well, you see, I don't understand
senior
the difference between
roles.
Search. No. Is there a difference between search and deep search? Deep search sounds good. I get excited when
deep
I hear it, but I don't know what
money.
It really is.
Deep search costs
goes,
twice as much.
Wait, are we talking about recruiting
it's
still?
Included. I don't think so.
Please,
the deep search
sure.
animal does
Mike,
go
an
a little bit
I gotta go.
Further.
Mike,
it goes
I
a little bit
audience.
Deeper,
Please
and it
answer.
Does crawl
Talk
the web.
Over
it does
those
go
guys,
through
okay?
websites. So the search animal goes
okay.
just directly into your own private database, and then it also goes into our public database, which we give every user access to. So those are two search features. But then
uh-huh.
if you post a job, which, of course, your recruiters still do, especially if you're balancing a lot of recs, then they will also get inflow, and we do syndicate to the different job sites. So for lower-level staff positions, if you're seeing a higher conversion there, we'll kind of help facilitate that and also put the profiles in front of the recruiter.
So did you just say
manager.
In language I didn't understand that you post jobs on job sites?
We do for the clients. For any of our users, we do the job board syndication published.
Automated,
public
it's
job
automated.
Boards.
And that's why Jerry said you're
yes,
competing with Broadbean, whom Rayanne works for. Is that true?
In some sense, yes. In the job syndication portion of the business, yes.
Okay, Rayanne, do you know more about that than I do? Do you have any specific questions for him to test his knowledge?
I'm just listening because I think it's
You're
very
just listening?
Interesting
That's
what he's doing.
To me. Sometimes I wish that was true. Okay, so
I'll
Mike,
ask.
Well, go ahead. Who's that?
Who's that?
This is Nick from New Hampshire.
Nick, go ahead.
Sure.
Dr. Nick.
So how many sites do you integrate with? Are they fee or free? And what type of updating functionality is available?
Okay, good. So we work with...
Way to stop yourself there, dude. That was great.
Yeah, you like that.
That was
You're
awesome.
Getting
five
points extra from
it.
Me.
I'm not going to compliment anyone, even your guests now, Animal.
Quick learner.
So, yeah. So that's one thing. At least I got that on my side. The sites that we partner with, without doing too much advertising for them, but Indeed is our major partnership. So we use them. We'll syndicate to them. We also syndicate. We own ourselves over 150 domains that are industry specific. So we actually syndicate to them as well. And then we do use. Simply Hired and Craigslist, depending upon the level of the role, and we give the user the option to select if they want to publish to any of those public boards or not.
Oh, so you said you created a whole bunch of boards yourself that are industry specific. Do they have great SEO? How's a job hunter going to find them?
You know, not right now. We're still building up the SEO. We just launched 2 months ago, but the sites are slowly but surely starting to ascend. We are, you know, working quite a bit on the SEO. So.
How would a recruiter post to all those sites? Do they go to one interface, a single interface,
yes,
and they select
exactly,
the boards they want?
Right, correct. So they get to check off, you know, specifically industry. If it's, let's say, retail, they can have, you know, retailjobbing.com, and then that board, that landing page will get the traffic, but it'll eventually pass through to them directly.
So
okay,
you're integrated with sites like Indeed or any other job boards, or is it just
yes.
a RSS feed or a batch feed? What type of
right.
feed are you pushing
so
out?
We do an XML feed to Indeed, to Craigslist, and also to Simply Hired, and we also have we're doing partnerships
now
with
CareerList.
You have
an XML feed to Craigslist? You have an XML feed
yes.
to Craigslist?
Yes.
Huh.
They do that now. They just offered
that Ram?
6 months ago.
I can.
I mean, are you saying that that's not possible? Do you doubt that?
I find that interesting.
Why?
Okay, let me ask a question.
Oh,
hold on.
Why is that interesting?
Because Craigslist is one of the most difficult posting platforms.
Here. Do you wish you could do an XML?
You know what I'm
going to
tell you? This is a little too technical for my audience. Unless someone's building a site like this, they don't care, and that's not my primary target, okay? So let me ask a question before I have to mute somebody just to get it out. Dr. Nick, I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Michael Dennis, first of all, the guy came forward himself. I didn't have to drag him onto this show. He came himself. I warned him, you know, he's going to have to face questions. I didn't know from very informed people like Dr. Nick and Rayanne, which is extra good. But I have to ask, how did you come up with this? You look like a young punk. Your picture's on my website there for the show. How did you come up with this? How did you manage to move ahead with it? I'm curious about that.
Sure. I was a recruiter, as you know, for quite a while, about six and a half
years. You're not anymore? You're not anymore?
I still am. I actually still am recruiting.
Okay.
So two months in, I'm still recruiting. I'm trying to temper that down. But in doing so, a lot of even my clients that I've had
for... How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Okay. And so when did you come
up
with this
idea? Good
thing
you're in Canada, animal.
When did you come up with this idea?
I came up with this idea about a year ago.
Why?
The needs of a lot of my clients to avoid paying the agency fee and primarily focused on whether mid-level management or even lower positions. And I thought it made sense, and I didn't think that there was a product that really addressed it for smaller to medium businesses, not on the kind of enterprise level.
Okay, like a company like HiRise, though, that handles all the contact management issues already, but it doesn't have the sourcing function. Are you familiar with them?
No, I have not seen their product.
You never heard of HiRise?
Oh, no, you've heard of HiRise.
It's just a CRM. Is that what it is?
It's a project management. It's an add-on to project management site.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. He still hasn't
so
heard
then
of it.
What did you do?
No, I haven't seen it, but...
You didn't know what else was out there. You didn't know what else was out there, and you wanted to make this. How did you go about doing that?
That's right. So I approached a good friend of mine who is a programmer and told him about my concept and asked him if it was possible to build something that was easy enough to use and still had all the features I wanted. And he said, I'll give it a shot. And so he did and jumped on board 8 months ago, and we started building it.
Okay, and did you need any money, or was it, like, free because you got your buddy to do it for you?
No, a lot of it was definitely sweat equity between us, and then about 5 months in, we did raise some seed money through a small advisory team that purchased common stock in our company, and then
your
put
grandma?
That money. Yeah, grandma, I wish.
Hey, grandma, I'm going to spend 10 grand.
I wish, grandma, mainly friends that had an interest in tech and...
I'm just curious, what percentage did you give up? What percentage did you give up?
8% of our company.
8% in return for cash.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get out of recruiting, though?
I think that the service model more and more with the social networks and the kind of ability of younger generations to recruit talent on their own is definitely a shrinking market. And I think outside of the executive kind of very niche-specific search, which I think will always be around or at least for quite a while, mm-hmm. the kind of lower-level, you know, service and agency fees will be probably a thing of the past in 5 years.
So you just think the industry's croaking then, and you're going to get out
while you
can.
Why do you say that the younger generation has more ability to hire people on their own? I never heard that.
I don't think they have the ability to hire people on their own. I think they have the ability to leverage their social networks a lot more because they've been building them for quite a while and understand the interfaces and navigate them pretty quickly. And I think that from a sourcing perspective, if we look at just that piece of it, you know, they're able to find and connect with more people a lot quicker. And so I think that...
Yeah, you know what? If I gave someone who was 25 years old, if I said, look, I want to recruit a tool grinder to work in Springfield, Missouri, I wonder if a 25-year-old would have more success than someone who was 60.
No, but he could find a Java developer for Springfield.
That's right.
Most of these social networks, they're all tech and software based. Once you get out beyond that, social media really brings no value. Tool and die, engineering, CNC, lathe, machining, all of these parts of manufacturing and industry are not all clamoring to tell everybody what they're doing all day on social media. Just
is that true,
it's true,
Mike, or is this news?
It is definitely true, but it's trending to where it's getting such a broad reach that I am seeing engineers' profiles on it. I'm seeing engineers, I'm seeing drivers create profiles even on our site that, you know, have a picture, have a chat functionality. They might not be using it as much,
mm-hmm.
but they're starting to get onto it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how do you market a tool like this? I got to, you know, you speak very well. Your picture, you look pretty good.
Sharp,
and
sharp
you're,
guy.
You're willing to come out and talk to us. You volunteered with only 2 months under your belt. I got to say, it takes guts. Now, how are you marketing it? How do you intend to grow?
We're going directly to companies that we see either posting a lot of jobs or, you know, whether it be on like a Monster or Career Builder and spending quite a bit of money to post, that we think we can provide a definitely a less expensive tool that's much more effective and save them some money.
I got a guy named Chris Fleek who's going to judge you and me in the
Uh-oh.
After show, right? And he's going to say, how does he do his business development? And he doesn't want anything high level. He wants to know it at a granular level. So you look at the company that's posting a lot of jobs on Career Builder. What do you do? Who do you call, and how do you make the deal?
So I look exactly for either the person that posts the job, or I look for the HR director, HR manager, or even a recruiter that has a budget to purchase their own recruiting
tool. And you call up the company and say, you call up the company, and what do you say?
And I say, this is Michael Dennis. I want to offer you a less expensive tool than you're currently using. I noticed you posted on this site. I'm sure you paid X amount of money. I think that I can offer you this free tool, and I think you'll have more success this next week than you will for your 30 days of your job posting.
This is free?
Right now, it's a 14-day free trial.
Okay.
And then after
what are the real costs?
The real costs are for three users, we do it for $99 a month. And that includes the three job postings as well. And then for the growth package, it's $185 per month.
What's a growth package? I don't understand. Is that like a growth deck?
Kind of. Yep. Same.
The growth package just means your company's growing a little bit more rapidly, so you need more job postings. You maybe want to give access to more users. Maybe you have more recruiters on your team. So we give that so you get five users for that account.
Okay. And there's no limit to the number of searches you can do.
We limit the amount of results that you get, but you can run as many queries as you'd like.
What do you mean you limit the number of results?
So if you are searching for, let's say, an accountant in Southern California, the amount of results that you're probably going to get could be well over 1,000. So we'll put it at a cap depending upon what package you have. So if you have the $99 a month package, we give you about 15 results that you can contact. But every time you run that search, you'll get a different 15 generated.
Okay, so you don't really limit the number of people I can look at. You only limit the number of people in any one search.
Search, exactly.
Okay, and Dr. Nick, can we come back to you? I didn't finish with your questions. Go ahead.
Can I just add one thing kind of off to the
go
side?
Ahead.
Which
go ahead. Sure.
Obviously,
go ahead.
Maureen, even though she's gotten the Irish recruiter fired, she's not paying attention. There's a whole sidebar going with Rayanne and Travis, and it's getting pretty steamy.
That's not me.
And Travis.
That's not me. They're talking to at Rayanne, no underscore in the middle, in Brazil. That's a totally different Rayanne, so don't get me
in
involved.
In Brazil, then.
Yeah, anybody who's listening, if you're tweeting back and forth with somebody in a yellow
halter,
that's not me.
She's a journalista.
Yeah.
You know what, Jerry?
I think she's an
ex-Miss. For your show. Jerry, can you save that for your show?
You know, I was just making a point,
man.
I'm trying to keep you aware of stuff.
You know what?
That's not me.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Nick, Rayanne, what's your area code? I keep forgetting.
It's 9-4. Don't turn me off.
You
guys are turn me off.
Okay, Dr. Nick, we'll bring
yes.
them back in a second. I just had to mute them so I could put you through, okay?
Well, thank you. So it sounds like then that you're dealing mostly with the free sites and your own individual network of boards, not any of the fee-based services, because that's what you're trying to compete against. Is that correct, or could you clarify that?
Yes, no problem. So we do want to own a lot of that process, but right now as we're getting started, and when you asked about the SEO, sites like Indeed, where we are paying that CPC for the different jobs that we're syndicating to them for our clients, is worth it to us. We're definitely seeing a lot better exposure and a lot more candidate flow from a site like Indeed.
So how would you classify then the sophistication level of clients that you're going after in terms of your sweet spot?
We work right now clients everything from the manufacturer I mentioned to digital marketing companies to we have some companies that are in the government services and contracting space in Texas, and we also have quite a bit of companies in the retail. So it definitely spans quite a wide range, but I think the success level, I mean, that we've seen so far has definitely been either catered more in the digital space or even on that.
Okay, you know what? You're starting to put me to sleep. I have a question. I got a question for you.
Well, resume strategy has a question.
Okay, well, I'll get the resume strategy in a second, okay? I want to ask them, let's say I put up 1,000 candidates and clients on your thing is it's online, right? I'm working with your software online. And then I decide, you know what? I don't want to use you anymore. I want to go to HiRise, which you should look up after
we
finish the show. Okay. But you should go there, but I want to take my stuff with me. Can I take it with me?
Portability.
Sure, no problem. We let you export it.
No problem. Is it easy to export? Do you lose stuff?
It's very easy, unlike some of the other sites I've exported
export?
From CRMs. Huh?
Broadbean.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, Broadbean isn't a contact manager, is it, Rayanne?
It depends on if you're using it independently as an independent recruiter.
Yes or no?
Working with an ATS. Yes, it can be. What the hell?
Maureen, what does resume strategy want to ask us?
She wants to know if recruiting or resumes will die out first. What's his opinion?
If recruiting or resumes will die out first?
That's a trick question, but go ahead.
That is. Should I jump in and then get shot down? Or?
Yeah, you know, you're doing okay. Don't worry.
Okay. I think the resumes are here to stay. Even though video seems to be taking a small piece of it, I still think the art of the resume writing is going to be here to stay for quite a while. Even if that means digital resumes, I'm not sure the paper is going to be around much longer. Paper resumes, but digital resumes, definitely.
Okay.
Digital resumes with a button at the top that you can push to hear an interview that takes place between the recruiter and
don't tease me with that. Is there such a thing?
I think there is. Right,
that'd be awesome.
There is.
It is awesome. It's called verbal summary.
What's it called?
Verbal
I
summary.
Want to know about that.
It's called verbal summary. You check it out at verbalsummary.com. You could also message @Jerry_Albright to find out anything you need to know.
Okay, that's great, Rayanne. You did a good job. I should have let you do all my ads.
Do I really
Rayanne
need
also
money for
wants
that?
To know if he's auto posting to Craigslist.
Didn't he talk about that already? Yes.
Yeah, we do
auto post to Craigslist.
You auto post to Craigslist.
We started off doing it manually, and then one of our guys.
Hello.
So
Are you sure you're auto-posting to Craigslist?
I'm right there with
you. I'm pretty sure. I don't think we've manually posted it in the last month. So.
Man, don't challenge this guy on the stuff.
I'll
He's the good
I'll
enough
post
moderator.
I am challenging
it. As a developer, if that's what you need to know.
I'm challenging.
If Craigslist is the big question of the day. Well, I'll check into it, and if you'd like me to
I would
send
love
you that
for
link,
you to
I'm
check into
to
it, and then if you could reveal
100%.
The truth. That's true
sure.
answer
I have a
to
question.
That question. That would
question.
Be awesome.
I have a question
go
about
ahead.
Your business
go
development.
Go ahead, Maureen. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about his
I'm
business
sorry?
Development. I'm wondering how many hours a day he spends calling potential customers.
I spend probably about three and a half hours a day calling
every day?
For new customers. Mm-hmm. Every
day. Do you have a routine? You do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon. What's your routine?
Depends on the day. It switches. I'll do morning or afternoon.
Why? What?
Yeah, I mean, it was one day
different
than another.
Some days he works out in the morning, some days he works out in the afternoon.
Is one day different than another?
Come on, Maureen.
I'm sorry?
What's different on Tuesday than on Monday? Your schedule or theirs?
Typically, my schedule,
what?
if I have different webinars or demos that I'm doing in the morning, then I'll call in the afternoon. If I don't, then I'll call in the morning and then have my demos in the afternoon. It really depends on when those are scheduled.
If somebody here wants a demo, how would they get that?
So they can email us or call us. We have different emails, and any email will find its way to me, especially if it's a demo.
Don't make me, you're slowing down. I noticed the way you're talking is getting draggier. Pep up. You don't have that much. You only got 15 minutes left, okay?
Hey, you told me for the hour. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it to the finish line, Animal. Don't worry.
Yeah,
okay.
He said he couldn't make the whole hour, and it's kind of...
Yes. Hold on. But do me a favor. Don't lose my audience on the way. Don't put them
to sleep.
All right,
I promise.
Ask you if there's a way to find to get a demo. Just say, yeah, contact me at this address. Go to this website.
Yes.
Don't give me
yes,
a speech
you can contact
beforehand,
me at...
okay?
Thank you. At info@finehire.com, or you can call me. 877-504-0932. How's that, Animal?
Say it again. Say it again.
877-504-0932.
And what's the company website?
Find Hire. It's www.findhire.com.
Do you need the HTTP thing at the beginning?
Yes,
you
do.
You do not. You will find it either way, and it's a secure site, so... You can also do
I have another question about business development.
To this poor guy.
I have another question. I have another question about business development. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, no problem.
You spend 3.5 hours a day or thereabouts calling. How many people do you have to talk to sell something?
The ratio right now is about 5 to 1. I mean, it is a free trial, so it shouldn't
20%
be that low.
20% are taking it?
20% are taking the free trial, yes.
Okay. And
anything
you
else?
You haven't been around long
questions.
Enough to know.
I like your questions. I like those questions.
And you haven't been around long enough to know if what percentage converts to paid.
No, not yet. We're just seeing the free trials expire right now, actually. Most of them expire the first 2 weeks of this month. So
okay.
We'll find out very quickly.
How long is your average sales call?
Average sales call spans from 5 to 8 minutes.
Hmm. How many clients do you currently have?
We
don't
have
answer.
35.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Well,
we're just getting
months,
started, Animal. I'm not embarrassed about it.
I think it's a
good number.
Are those the ones that are paying or those that are on free trials?
We have half of those are paying and then the other half are free trials.
Good for you. In 2 months?
How long is your free trial? How long is your free trial?
14 days. 14 days.
14 days. Okay, 14 days.
You should
Why'd
give
you
a
pick
free
that
trial
number?
Three in. Go ahead.
Please take it. You can go on the website now and click register and sign up for a free trial, and you'll be in the system.
Okay, somebody had a question there who hasn't been talking the whole show. Who's that?
Alan. Could have been me. What? Why did you choose 14 days?
You know,
that's how long you need to... Oh, go ahead.
Let the guy answer,
yes.
Would you?
14 days really was enough time to let you find someone, get them scheduled, and even interview them and see if you wanted to use the software. 30 days in that amount of time, we thought that people would just be using it to either pull contacts or at that point they probably weren't even interested in the product.
Okay. Excellent answer.
And you don't want to go too long because they wait too long
to
actually do.
Is it okay?
Stop yelling at me. Stop. Stop yelling at me.
Hey, Rayanne, I might ask you to do the after show. I just had something come up.
No, you have to stay on. Sorry.
Okay, somebody else wanted to say something besides Jerry and Rayanne. Does somebody want to say something?
Sure. Yeah, this is
Who's
Alan.
That?
Hey, Animal.
Hi.
To the guest, sorry I was late getting on. When I'm looking at your site and I see salary versus others, this may have been answered already. What are you using to compare that against? Is it an average? Are you pulling from salary.com or something?
We go directly to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and we pull their annual reports.
Okay.
And so it's being compared with that.
So how would you answer the question? I think their numbers are generic across the country and somewhat low and somewhat trailing.
They are, but they actually do have now their reports include local demographics and even cities. So we pull it against the city and the national average, so you get both.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Do you have another one, Al?
No. That was okay. I was going to give him a joke because it looks like he's in Los Angeles and we both have loads of
weather.
Yeah,
I don't want any jokes. No jokes now. We're almost out of time. Do you live with your parents?
No.
You're married?
But thanks a lot. No, I'm not
married
yet.
No? Okay.
On my way, though. On my way.
We are. Is she going to support you? I mean, this is a venture. I mean,
I hope so.
Okay.
This is a venture that, you know, this is an adventure and a venture for an entrepreneur. How do you feel about being an entrepreneur?
I'm excited about it so far. It's definitely been nerve-wracking compared to the recruiting world, but even that, as many of you know, especially if you're on the contingent side of the business, living from commission to commission, that's pretty nerve-wracking as well. So
is that
I think
how
I've got the blood for it.
Is that
not
how you did it before?
Like Jerry, not for somebody like
yes.
Jerry. Not for
Look.
Someone really like Maureen either, I'm going to say. There's
okay.
some superstar.
You ever seen Maureen's house, Animal? Have
what?
You seen where she lives?
Who?
I have
Maureen.
Another question. I have another
Silver
question.
Silver Spoon City, man. You wouldn't believe it.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Show me the opulence.
Do
ahead,
you think
Maureen.
Entrepreneurs are born or are they made? Can they be made?
Oh, please.
I think they're born.
I do, too.
Wrong.
Who said wrong?
Wrong.
Are recruiters born or are they made?
She says I'm right. You say I'm wrong.
I say you're wrong because I've seen it.
You've seen what?
I went through the entrepreneur program and I've executive searches for entrepreneur professors. They can be made.
Okay. Can you give us an example?
Yeah.
No, they can't.
Skechers shoes.
What do you mean, Skechers shoes? That was an
they just ran with somebody
made.
Else's good idea. Somebody else was the
yeah.
entrepreneur, and they're the business person. That's not the same thing.
I've been a recruiter since
true.
I was
what
three.
You, an entrepreneur for me, someone that create the business from scratch, like this gentleman's doing, mm-hmm. or growing it, or what? What are you talking? Idea from nothing?
An idea from nothing.
That's what an entrepreneur does.
Yeah, an idea from nothing. Somebody who grows the business can come in after that idea. I mean, they're related, but I don't think it's the same thing. He's out on a limb. Somebody that grows
right.
the business, he might pay them to grow that business. That's not an entrepreneur.
An
nope.
entrepreneur will find a paying demand, test it out to fill it, grow it to a certain point, and either bring in the right team to manage its growth or will sell it off. If they try to grow it outside of
are
their
scope. Are you
falling
asleep, Jerry?
No, I'm surprised Animal's letting this thing go off the cliff.
Okay,
yeah,
let me do an ad.
This
With
is where you're supposed to build
ad.
Up into the after show, man, and we're losing
let me do
it,
an
man.
Ad.
We're...
Let me do an ad. Let me do an ad.
Hey,
okay?
Do an ad.
Okay.
Jobspeak.com. Jobspeak.com. It lets you post a job from your smartphone for free to Facebook and Twitter. It lets you put up an audio file, if I remember correctly, and a picture of the company as well. Jobspeak.com. Jobspeak.com. Free. It's free. And it's
what did they pay for
platform.
That ad? What did they pay for that ad?
They paid $2.50.
Anybody that wants to advertise, this is a great venue for $2.50. Send your money to Animal.
It's not that much. Okay.
That's right. It's not that much for what you get in return. Melanie Benwell wants to know if recruiters are born or made.
That's what I said.
Rayanne said it first.
Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Melanie repeated Rayanne.
Is Mike Dennis, did you want to answer that?
I think made. I was made. I was not in the recruiting business. I was definitely made.
Doesn't sound like you were
are
that successful.
You,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Saying you
sorry.
Born if you're successful. Jerry was born to be a recruiter. Born to be a wild recruiter.
Have you seen my baby picture?
Yeah, you were born. I've seen it. It's on your Twitter profile. Yes, you were born to be a recruiter. That face was meant to be behind a phone. Trust me.
How come the recruiter guy hates me? Can you discuss that on the after show? Okay.
I called him out early on in the show, but he didn't answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The after show is going to be fairly quick.
Okay, good. I don't care. That's your business. Now, look, I was listening to a show yesterday. I just want to switch gears. I was listening to a show, Drive-Through HR, and they had a girl on called HR Remix, and they were talking about good interview questions, and they gave some that I never ask. She said she asked people, do you seek out challenges? This question weeds out the unambitious sad sacks from the good people. Mike, do you think that's a good question? Have you ever asked something like that?
Have I ever asked something like that? No, I've never in an interview asked a question like that.
That's a stupid
question. Do you seek
out
challenges? Anybody ever ask that question? Anybody ask that kind of question? Okay.
No.
Because there's a follow-up. Brian Weffin, one of the – he said, if I'm going dream team, I ask, what do you do extra above and beyond your job description? I never ask anything like that. I just want to know they can fill the job description. Does anybody else ask that kind of question? What do you do extra?
How would you
no.
know if you don't have the job? You wouldn't even know what type of environment.
No, you're interviewing somebody for a job. You've got a job description, and you might want to find out, you know, if they're really go-getters.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, I think that's a good example of all these resume and career counselors. They have all of these applicants rehearsing answers to those lame-ass questions, and nobody ever even asks them. We just want to know,
nobody
can you do this?
Questions.
What's your pay?
Yeah.
When can you start?
There you go.
When can you start? Exactly.
No, but I had a question that's where I sort of started fighting with the recruiter guy. Can you tell me about a time you disagreed with a decision and someone persuaded you to change your mind? You want to know if the guy's a prima donna or the girl, if she's a prima donna, or, you know, if they can actually work on a team. I never
rock
asked
star.
That question, but I think
are
it's pretty
the
good.
Are they the rock star or the team player?
The rock star, right. That's the thing. You see, you can have a hysterical rock star. You don't want him to quit, but he's always threatening to quit if he doesn't get
right.
his way. How do you
right.
manage somebody like that? That's what I wanted to know when this drunk just came into the conversation and started abusing me. I didn't know what was going on.
Who
was
the drunk?
Who
he's not going to say.
Michael
Dennis. That's slander.
It's okay. You know, I didn't. You know what? How could I tell if he was drunk? I couldn't. I wasn't talking to him. It just sounded like it. He
That's
couldn't
called
follow
slander.
A conversation on
hey,
Twitter.
I should probably add in here, hey, Animal, real quick. I think
yeah.
I should add in to avoid a potential what looks like a cat fight starting here.
Yeah.
Is Mel Benwell was simply repeating Rayanne's question.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Okay,
thanks,
and I don't want anything to get too far
okay,
down
no,
the road
no.
here.
I
she,
should clear
she
myself
tweeted.
As well.
Patch
I
it up,
don't
ladies.
Really mean he was a drunk. I just made that up. I
yeah,
just
you
made
better
it up.
Clear that out.
I just made it up. I
so you don't want it to go into
I appreciate that. Thanks for clearing that up, Animal, especially at 9 a.m.
I don't want to get in
wow.
trouble. Okay, and I always have to watch that. Now, okay, now, Mike, Michael Dennis, you know, we admire you as an ambitious young guy with guts. You came here with these tough cookies like Jerry and Dr. Nick and Alan and Maureen and Rayanne. Really, they're tough. And you had the guts to come on and talk to them in an even-tempered, a little too even-tempered a manner, if you ask me. But do you have any parting words? Because they're going to go on to the after show and talk about you, but you're not allowed to be there. So is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Just thank you for not beating me up too bad and, you know, taking my answers. I tried to give you, you know, the honest truth about our software and what I'm doing and why I believe in it. And hopefully you guys, you know, try it out and feel the same. And I'm sure you'll have more criticism once you do that. But it's a work in progress, and hopefully it does help change the way hiring's done.
Hey,
this guy's got a good attitude.
Yeah,
real quick,
with that good attitude, how much would you pay me to straighten out the verbiage on your website there?
I don't know. What's your hourly?
You give them a free.
$6 an hour.
For free. Give them two
weeks
for free.
At that rate, sure. But
six
how many
bucks.
Hours are we talking?
It could be all day.
Now, Jerry,
yeah, exactly.
I have some advice for you. Jerry?
I can do it for $25 an hour, but then I'd probably offshore it.
I've got some advice for you, Jerry. Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry?
What?
Jerry, look at me.
I got
some
what,
advice
man?
For you. I got some advice for you. There's a ton of people on the line. If you have to go, you should assign someone to take over the show.
I asked Rayanne, but she's so busy fighting with Mel Benwell, I can hardly even get her attention.
I will help. I will help.
Okay, great.
Jerry,
thank you.
Okay, Rayanne, here's what I'm going to do first to help you out. Who all is here? There's me. There's Rayanne.
Me.
Wait, it's Michael. So do I still need to hang up? Is that the...
Michael, you got to go.
You can't talk.
Man,
I got to go.
Get out of here.
I'll see you.
Michael, good luck.
Bye.
Hey, Michael, before you hang up, did you hang up?
No, not yet.
Don't.
Are you dragging him into a clear violation here, Rayanne?
I want him to tweet out whether or not they auto-post to Craigslist.
Okay. I'm going to tweet
it
out
so
everybody knows.
The truth.
I'm going to check on
Michael.
It right now. I'm going to check
on
it right now.
Hey, you did a good
Michael.
Job, man. That's all I can say.
That's
see you later.
You.
The
hey,
truth.
Thank you, guys.
You need to
the
tweet
truth.
The truth. The truth.
That's it. I'm going to only tweet the truth to you.
All right. And
thank
I'm auto-posting, not paying somebody to manually post, all right?
Okay. I'm gonna post one way or the other, and
all
then
right.
hopefully
all
it's
right.
not the big fall out of the world. But
great,
I'm gonna find out.
It won't.
I'm gonna find out.
It won't. I'm just looking for the truth.
Okay.
Let him go, Rayanne.
Okay. I will find it. Thank you, Rayanne.
Well,
Rayanne, okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, animal. Bye.
We realize he's an attractive young man, Rayanne. But can you look? You're engaged.
I can't let go. I know
you're engaged.
I am. Yeah.
Allegedly.
I am happily, allegedly.
So you say.
Maureen. Oh, jeez.
Okay, so there's me, Rayanne, Alan. Who else is here? Maureen?
I'm here.
Maureen.
Yeah, hurry up.
Travis.
Hey, man.
Chris. Travis, who's tweeting the wrong Rayanne. Hello.
I was getting a bit steamy with that gal down there.
It was getting steamy.
Okay, who else is here?
Nick.
Is Chris Fleek? Nick is here.
Chris Fleek
still here? Chris? Nope. Chris must be off.
Okay. My scores are, and then I'm going to have to go, but Rayanne, please help me and wrap this up and then tweet out the
Got
score.
It.
So do you know how
Got
to take notes on this stuff? I mean, do you know how to
yes,
add it up?
Yes, my pen is at the ready. I have already listed everybody's name.
Then you divide
just
it by the number of people that gave
yes,
scores.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Jerry. I think I can figure that out. Thank you.
I just,
what
hey,
is your
man.
Score? What is your score,
I
Jerry?
Thought I like the guy. I'll give him a 92.
And animal?
You know,
oh.
You did a good job. 85. I think it was fine.
85. Okay.
You know, I like the guy. I like anybody that.
Even
that,
though he muted you and I three times?
I was never muted.
Yes, you were.
I was only fake muted to make it seem to you like you muted us both.
Is that it? So
yeah.
My feelers wouldn't get hurt? So my personal feelers wouldn't get hurt. Okay,
you guys are all super. I wish you a lot of luck and have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Alan, what's your scores?
I have to knock him down a little bit for going to UCLA, but I liked him, so... I did like him. I'll give him a 90, and I came in late, so I'll agree with Jerry on Animal and an 85.
Okay.
He has an interesting idea, although, Rayanne, quick question. Your Craigslist comment is well taken. How can you actually post to Craigslist automatically, since Craigslist in many cases requires you to pay for the posting?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. There's no ability to auto-post to Craigslist. Trust me on this. So unless they call the auto post that they're sending out an automatic email to some monkey that's posting it elsewhere. That would be auto posting.
Yeah, that's
costs
money.
That's right. Interesting.
Okay.
Well,
I'm the guy. I was one reposting. I was reposting, but I do take offense to the monkey thing.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, Alan, I guess we will wait for the answer. I think it's interesting that he was adamant to begin with, and I
unless
gave him a chance to opt out of it.
I don't know. I mean, in the old days, what you could do is, say, for Los Angeles was you had to pay for, say, the San Fernando Valley. It was free. It was free post to attract people, but you could post to the San Fernando Valley and highlight it.
Yeah, I think as it stands now, the only way you can auto post to Craigslist is if you're real estate in New York or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the only way you're auto posting.
I don't know if they can hear me.
Unless they're talking about posting to forum.
Who's saying I don't think they can hear me? Because we can hear you.
Oh, okay. You can hear. Hello.
Yeah, who's that?
I was listening in. Nothing, just a new recruiter listening to the show.
A new recruiter? Were you listening to the whole show?
I was. Well, I can't
have to give a score.
A little bit halfway.
Have you listened to the animal show before? That's okay if you were halfway. Have you listened to the animal show before?
I have not. This is my first time.
Okay, well, welcome. What we do is
we have
an after show where the guest, who was Michael in this case, with, Find Hire, and Animal, we actually rate their performance on the show, so we understand if it was educational, if we learned something, if we were entertained, and you combine all that in. So what's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, welcome to the Animal Show.
Thank you.
Hope you'll come back and listen. If you haven't heard the show before, it's a little crazy at times, and
we like to
deem Animal as the Howard Stern of recruiting radio. So
I mean,
he can get a little incredible. Yeah,
and
loud
Brian,
and obnoxious.
Huh?
What's your name and where do you work?
I'm in real estate, but I, I'm trying to recruit for real estate and find agents.
Ah, okay.
So a little bit different, and I'm just getting into things.
That means good things if you need to recruit people to work in real estate. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Commercial, residential.
Commercial.
That's even better.
Yeah, I own a couple shopping centers and commercial buildings, so. I'm trying to find an easy tool to use to, make it as easy as possible.
Well, you might want to look into a free trial with Find Hire.
Okay. And I also checked out that other one you guys mentioned, Hire Right, I think it was.
Hire Right. There's also Broadbean. You might want to look into that one.
Okay.
I've heard fantastic things about Broadbean.com. They have an incredible marketing director, and their whole team is fantastic, so you might want to check it out.
It's all true.
Brianne.
Yes.
Travis.
Brian, what are your scores? So anywhere between 1 and 100, Brian, you need to rate the guest and also the host, who is recruiting Animal.
Oh, the Animal is incredible. Obviously, 99.9.
Cool.
He wasn't too hard on the guest.
Wow, are you related to Maureen in any way? You're not Maureen's kid, are you?
No. How do I find you guys? I'd like to get a better visual picture of you guys.
You got to go to the Twitter.
Are you on Twitter?
You go to the Twitters.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, what are you on Twitter? We'll connect with you.
If you're on TweetDeck and you follow anybody that has tweeted about @Animal, the @ symbol and Animal, you'll see all of us in that stream of commentary.
Okay, gotcha. All right, great.
We were all tweeting about Animal, I believe most of us were, and you can find us there. What kind of score do you have for the guest, Michael, with findhire.com?
I really want to try the product. It sounds pretty good, but he answered pretty diligently. I'd give him a 91.
91, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, you got scores. Thanks again, Brian. Happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. All right, I will talk
Brian,
to you
Brian, what are you
later.
On Twitter?
Hmm?
Yeah, where are you on Twitter?
Oh, Herman Estates.
H-E-R-M-A-N Estates?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, we'll find you.
Okay.
Travis, you can hang around. You don't have to hang up, Brian. We're still Gavin. Travis, what are your scores? Oh, I guess he hung up anyway. Travis, scores.
I think Travis had another call.
Oh, okay. Nick?
Yes.
What are your scores?
I'm actually going above my usual marks today. While I was not necessarily impressed with the product, I have to give the guest an 88 for consistency, bravery, and sheer fortitude of getting through.
True.
Total transparency, didn't shy away from a single question. And he learned
very
quickly.
Yeah, he did.
He learned really quickly. Oh, well, there was one, but I think
there
that's
was
just,
one.
Yeah, that's mostly because we, but he didn't shy away from the question.
No, he didn't.
So that was the thing. And I agree with you on that. I'm like, wow, yeah. How many fake cell phone text back confirmations are they pulling through to get that to work?
Yeah.
But in any
exactly.
case, so Animal, I thought, did pretty well today, and I will give him an 83.
Cool.
Yeah, I was
perfect.
I
so
was
why
only...
is are you actually a doctor, PhD, MD, or is Animal just
no.
like to call you Dr. Nick?
It's my it's actually my pseudonym for when I write, like I make games and write tabletop games, and that's my pseudonym for the gaming world.
Cool. Very good. Well, thank you for the scores.
And technically, I do have an honorary PhD that I paid $60 for online.
Oh my God! You get 100 for honesty. That's awesome.
Yeah.
$60 PhD. Where do I sign up?
UniversalLifeChurch.com. You pay send
cool.
them $60, and they'll give you an honorary doctorate in divinity.
I think there are a lot of people that have paid $60,000 for an honorary PhD. I know
a good shopper.
Personally, actually. You are a good shopper. Discount shopping by Dr. Nick. Maureen.
I give the guest a 90, and I'll give Animal a 90. I thought it was a great show.
Okay. I thought it was fun, too. Anybody else here for scores to deliver scores?
Hello.
Did I hear another female voice? I did. Who is this?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Yeah,
what's your score?
I love the show. I thought that Animal was a little more reserved than normal,
okay.
So I'll give him a 90.
Okay.
And the guest is probably like an 85.
Okay. I don't think I've met you, Sharon. Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm a recruiter with a firm here in Salt Lake City, but we do work all across the country. And I'm on Twitter at never_sweat_it.
Say it one more time.
Say it again. Spell it.
Never_sweat_it.
Never correct. Sweat it. Got it. Got it. And what firm are you with
Brian.
In SLC?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What firm are you with in SLC?
Oh, it's called Peterson Consulting Group. We're construction,
consulting?
Construction recruiting
cool.
professionals.
Construction recruiting.
PPG.
Cool.
That's a fun space.
PCG. Yeah, it's interesting. It's got a lot of interesting characters for sure.
They're growing rapidly, too. Oh.
They're starting to see a lot of pickup, so it's good. Really large firms are definitely starting to pick up work, and so therefore I'm picking up work.
Cool.
So you're a peddler of flesh.
Like the rest of us.
That's right. That's what her Twitter says.
Peddler of flesh, that's what she says.
Good one.
That's awesome. I'm going to give my scores real quick. Michael, I'm going to have to give him an 88. I would have scored higher only because I don't think he really was truthful with us on one question, but he was diligent and didn't get ruffled by Animal, which is easy to do, especially the first time you're a guest. And I'm going to give Animal only an 80 because he cut me off or muted me 3 times. I hit the mute beat 3 times. That, you know what? There are not... You're not going to get away with that. There will always be repercussions for muting Hit Girl. I'm sorry.
That'll learn him.
The way it is. He's got to learn, you know? He's just got to learn. Animal, I love you dearly, but don't effing mute me, okay?
I was that curious.
I'll be quiet when he tells me. Do we have anybody else whose scores we didn't get?
Yeah, Fleek
anybody
is here. How
you
doing?
Hey, Chris, there you are. I was calling you earlier, but you must have been busy.
Yeah, I had to take a call. I'm sorry.
Okay. What are your scores?
Well, I thought today was really, really good. I think for a 30-year-old to come on and handle Animal, it takes either a great deal of guts or a great deal
right.
of naivete and innocence. And I'm not quite sure which one he had.
I think he
probably
smoked a bowl first.
Yeah. Maybe a little both. I can see either one or a case for either one. But I think he did a really great job, and I think it was interesting to hear his take on some things, leaning towards saying, you know, younger people have an advantage with their social media skills and such. I think that's maybe a refreshing point of view that some of us old farts need to hear sometimes.
Yeah. Honesty, we hate it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give both Animal and the guest a 93 today. I just really enjoyed
wow.
the show and the interaction.
Cool. I think this is going to be one of the highest rated shows as soon as I do that really tricky equation that Jerry wants me to do to figure out the medium score. So I will post it on I will post it on Twitter. Anybody else have scores to give or comments before we say goodbye for another week? Nothing? All right, everyone. Have a great week. Bye,
thanks,
everyone.
Everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. You know, you guys, I have to say, no banning on this show. Nobody's that bad. And you know,
here's
what?
The deal. The dude is full of negative energy, and I'm just saying I simply don't. The after show is not about negativity. It's not
about
what?
Jerry, you open your eyes, you'd see he talks to you just like you talk to me. It's constantly, Animal is an idiot. Everything he says is nonsense. I used to like the show, but now it's nothing.
Yep.
I don't kick you off.
Hey.
I don't kick you off the show, and
hey,
you're not
going to
kick him off, okay?
Hey, I just don't need it. If he is ready to say that he's done with it, then I embrace his participation.
Don't let me down.